Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It's an overcast day here on my portion of Delmarva. It's actually a little bit overcast in my mind as well, as I'm sure it is in yours, because as you can tell, Brian's not here. He's out at his kid's school demanding that the alphabet be taught from the letter people, as was taught to him back in the 1970s. And surely he's making future enemies that he can address on this show one day. But he will be back tomorrow for Fun Friday. And why not warm up for Fun Friday? I'm going to open up the phone lines the entire show. If you want to call, you got a comment, go ahead. Now is your time. Get it off your chest. Do you have an enemy that you need to address? Now would be the time. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Just leave them open all day. We'll see what happens. As always, there's a lot to get into. AEW Dynamite was last night on TBS and Max, the go-home edition for Sunday's Revolution pay-per-view. I thought they did a good job bringing everything around. We got the brackets for this year's Owen Hart Cup tournament, men's and women's, including a substitution that already had to be made. Jay White is out. Kevin Knight is in. We can talk about that and who you think will win each one. AEW has also announced its week of activities in Texas, leading into this summer's All In show, and I can give you the rundown on that, plus a bunch of WWE news, including a possible Rusev Day revival and another sponsor coming on board for WrestleMania. We got new Ring of Honor, new TNA Impact, Sakura Genesis is coming up, MLW's got Battle Riot, a ton of stuff going on, and we'll get it all started when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Semper VB here with you. No Brian Alvarez today. He'll be back for Fun Friday. Jim Valley is going to join you on Saturday beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time through all of the same ways that you are listening and watching me right now. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, on YouTube, thewrestlingnews.com, and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. And a brand new one of those is up for subscribers right now with Dave and Brian covering everything that took place on last night's AEW Dynamite show, as well as Tuesday night's NXT show as well. If you'd like to ask them questions in person, and this will not be a plug every show, but we got to get this out of the way. The F4W online convention taking place WrestleMania weekend in Las Vegas, April 18th to 20th. As Brian told you yesterday, I believe both watch parties at the suite for both nights of WrestleMania are sold out, but there are still tickets available for the after parties in the suites on both days, as well as the live Q&A with Dave and Brian on Friday, April 18th at the Palms, lunch at Texas Day Brazil, brunch on April 20th at the Wicked Spoon and Vinny V's Karaoke Bash and Go-Go Karaoke. Just go to the front page of the site, f4wonline.com, for all of the information that you need to know. If you're watching me right now, you see it up on your screen, get all the information. Hey, you got something to say to Brian? You want to be spicy to him in the comments? Well, now's your chance to say something to his face. That's right. Say it to his face. Whose theme music was that? Can't remember. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. F4WOnline.com convention. They are looking forward to seeing everybody come out and join them during that week in Las Vegas. Tony Khan, I don't know any other details besides this because I was getting ready for the show. Apparently, the pre-pay-per-view media call is taking place. It either has finished up or it is still going right now. The only piece of information I can pass on to you is a tweet that I saw put out by Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics saying, quote, Tony Khan on the media call is asked about the report from SE Scoops, which would be the report from BJ Bethel that Brian talked about earlier this week about the max streaming viewership of AEW. He says that Khan said that he was excited about that report. Streaming numbers are very confidential, and AEW has not gotten weekly reports for viewing on Max like they do for cable via Nielsen. He adds the report is consistent with everything that he has heard about AEW's performance on Max. End quote. So you can do with that what you will and make all the comments and tweets and social media posts that you want to with that one. I'm sure up on the main page of the site, it's usually Josh Nason who is listening in on those calls. There's going to be a full wrap-up plus the audio of that call a little bit later on if you go to f4wonline.com. Although most of the news today, even though that was one about AEW, most of the news is about WWE today. And actually, before we even get to that, just because I'll get this out of the way early, too, because he's somebody that I don't like talking about, and that person would be Chasen Rance. I saw this at Post Wrestling earlier on today. Florida-based wrestling trainer Chasen Rance was arrested on Wednesday for violating the terms of his registration as a sex offender. Rance, 42, is designated as a sexual offender in the state of Florida and listed on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's directory. In July of 2011, Rance was found guilty of lewd or lascivious battery, sex with a victim between the ages of 12 to 15. In 2013, Rance petitioned to have his probationary status removed, and for some reason, it was approved. David Bixenspan reported that Rance was arrested on Wednesday for violating his terms of registering as a sex offender with multiple charges of providing false registration, failure to report a change in vehicle ownership, and two charges of failing to report internet ID, web page, or app name. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I guess any aliases you go by online, which... WWE commentator Booker T was recently linked to the gym where he appeared as a guest trainer in a group photo featuring both Booker and Rance was posted by somebody online, and folks like Chasen Rance and the Rob Feinsteins of the world, I mean, I don't know what you could do where I would say, oh, no, don't do that. That's too brutal. You know, folks like that probably get what they deserve. But the Booker T part of this, and this is just, it just kind of annoyed me a little bit because I remember this with Rob Feinstein and people doing shoot interviews with him and taking money from him with the full knowledge of that perverted justice sting and what was known about Rob Feinstein. And there was a time when, okay, an older wrestler finds out from another wrestler, hey, he'll pay you a lot of money. You can say almost whatever you want to him, answer any question in these shoot interviews. And they took it and they didn't know about things. I think at this point, I think everybody kind of knows about Chasen Rance, and I can understand Booker T not knowing every single last detail, but I think this is a great example of why you want to actually, like, maybe check on these places that you're going to. And Booker T's response is what got me, and I'll read it now. Quote, and he put this on his social media yesterday. Quote, I've been a guest trainer at hundreds of wrestling schools over the years, helping to teach and mentor up-and-coming talent. I don't conduct background checks on every trainer or individual I've crossed paths with or taken photos with along the way. This feels like a clear attempt to falsely associate me with something I have 100% nothing to do with and absolutely no knowledge of. Any student who's trained with me can vouch for the kind of coach, mentor, and person I am. My record speaks for itself, end quote. Okay. How about, I'm sorry, I didn't know that I was set up to go there, and I deeply apologize because I didn't know about this person's reputation, and it will never happen again, and I will be more diligent in looking into these types of things in the future. I mean, how about that? You know, as soon as the picture was posted and he hears about, you know, what the guy is, his first response is to, you know, make sure that, oh, you know, this is an attack against me. It's not an attack against you. It's the fact that you showed up somewhere with a guy with those types of charges who was just arrested yesterday. That's what it is. So you could have said, hey, my bad, this will never happen again, not being so defensive about it. I don't know why that annoyed me so much. It just annoys me. And in 2025, the fact that a guy like Jason Rantz is still in the wrestling business, has it got anything to do with it? The fact that he can teach young kids, you know, I just blows my mind. But hopefully after this situation with him getting arrested again, with this light once again being shown upon him and people like him, maybe things will change and maybe people like will possibly do their due diligence and actually not show up at places like that or rent rings from them, as happened one time as well too, which a lot of people, oh, what are you going to? I'm sorry. Just it, those people can be beaten with hammers, you know, fired into the sun. I don't care what you do with them, but if you're dead to rights and you do that sort of thing as a Rance or an RF or any of these people do, just, you gotta go. Gotta go. Had a Brian Alvarez moment there of addressing my enemies, even though they're not my enemies. I just wish that they would go away forever, quickly, painfully. In ratings news, NXT drew its smallest audience of 2025 for this past Tuesday night show on the CW, according to Russellnomics. Not much of a transition, but how are you going to transition away from that? Total viewership, 650,000, which is down 91,000 viewers from last week's show, which got 741,000 and had people asking, ooh, this isn't good. Are they going to see 800,000 again? Has NXT lost it? I don't know. The 18 to 49 demographic held steady for another week, coming in at a 0.15. So of the people they are getting in, that is staying even in the same there. But yeah, NXT slipping a little bit, although it could just be the fact that there is so much WWE programming going on and so much Mania going into Mania that people need to take their days off where they can. Gotta take this break off to calm down here a little bit. And we'll go to the phone lines when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. I was talking a little bit earlier on before the break about the AEW Tony Khan's presser that has been going on. May actually get Josh Nason up here on the line. You can go to the site right now, the full AEW audio or the full recap of the presser is up right now. A lot talked about during it, so possibly during the show, hopefully we can get Josh on and he can tell you a little bit about what went down on it as we go through. In fact, before we even go through things right now, we'll go to those phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hub in Arizona. Hub, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you been, Mike?
I'm fine. What's happening?
Well, I wanted to ask you about something that I've seen discussion about online, not really on any of these podcasts I enjoy, like the Wrestling News or Wrestling Observer. But so we're living in this era where wrestlers are more accessible than ever. We have meet and greets. We have all these events. If you have like a WWE, they don't call them pay-per-views now. What do they call them? Premium live events in your town. Sometimes indies are going to pop up around your town and you're going to get to see those. But what I notice and what I see people complaining about is ticket prices are getting higher and higher. And economically, it's getting harder and harder out there. Even for people who are employed, lots of friends I have are struggling in the job market. And my concern is, you know, wrestling's always been kind of the working man's sport. You know, if you think back to its roots and you think back to, you know, I remember just watching folks pile into Dallas Sportatorium for, you know, USWA or Global, things like that, you know. And we're just at this point now where hundreds and thousands of dollars on suites, you know, box seats, things like that. I know we're in a wrestling boom. It's all over the place. It's great. But it, could we find, like, could that bubble pop? And it just seems like the wrestling fan, the average wrestling fan, is getting priced down and actually being able to enjoy it. I just wanted your take on it.
Oh, I appreciate the call. I mean, you're exactly right. You are dead on exactly right. There are people being priced out of things right now just basically because of inflation and because of other things that are happening where they don't have the disposable income to go ahead and spend on multiple pay-per-views a year or to go to events. And you're right, wrestling, like auto racing for a long time. There's another one, another great local tradition where if you had a dirt track near you or something like that, it became, you know, kind of, you know, a spot. $4 for front row tickets. This is in the 80s for wrestling shows in Tennessee and things like that. You go back and watch old Memphis shows and it's like, you know, $7 tickets and things like that. And I don't think those days are ever going to come back except for your local indies. Now, AEW can be a little bit more careful, and I think they need to be more careful about their price structure. For an event like All In, for example, you know, WWE in Las Vegas for WrestleMania, with the shape that they're in right now, it's like a big concert tour that goes out there. You're going to pay out the nose. They don't care what the economics are because they know that there's enough people that they're tapped into that have that disposable income that will spend on everything that takes place. And all wrestling companies, I think, have to be aware of this, but WWE can basically run this like it's a Taylor Swift tour or a whatever tour where we're going to have this, and then if you want the extras, we're going to have this package, and you want the diamond package, and they're going to sell all that stuff. And when that stuff stops selling, then yes, you're going to see the drop in prices. But until then, and we haven't seen it with concerts, we haven't seen it with big in-demand events, that You know, it's probably going to remain that way. But as far as AEW goes, as far as any other WWE competitors go, they are going to be have to be very aware of that moving forward. And with AEW running smaller buildings now, too, I mean, I'm not sure how their prices have changed, if at all, in moving into some of these smaller buildings that they're in. But because they are in those smaller buildings, those seats are now at a premium. So I can't even see them dropping until, again, those seats stop selling. But All In is going to be really interesting. That's actually going to be a real bellwether, I think, not only for AEW, but for how much disposable income does a diehard wrestling fan have? You know, the one that will go to WrestleMania and also go to All In, the one who loves going to all of the events over WrestleMania week and also goes to a bunch of indie shows every chance that they get. Will the people that are going to WrestleMania or any of them, if you've spent that money, are you going to now go to All In? You know, I wonder how that's going to go. And speaking of All In week, they actually have some things that are lined up. So you know that you're going to be or where you're going to be spending your money. And the Dallas Morning News was fed this news yesterday or broke the news, depending on how you want to look at it, that AEW, their week of events is going to begin on Wednesday, April 9th with a live Dynamite. So right there is going to be tickets that are going to have to be kicked out for that. Thursday, going to be a Collision taping. Both of those shows are going to take place at the Curtis Colwall Center, so not massive buildings. But then Friday is the ROH Death Before Dishonor 22 event. That is happening for the second straight year at Esports Stadium in Arlington. And, oh yeah, the Von Erich kids. What happened to them? Now that they're back in Texas, maybe they'll make an appearance on the show. But then Friday and Saturday all day is going to be Conrad Thompson's StarCast convention. And that's going to be a bellwether for anybody that goes. How crowded are these booths? How are merchandise sales and people that are there to hawk their stuff, you know, how are they going to do? So it's going to be really interesting. WrestleMania isn't going to be much of a judge because we know that's going to be insane. But, you know, coming up here in April, you know, that's going to be really interesting, I think at least. The pay-per-view is on Sunday, and it should be noted that it is starting at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So that is April 13th, 3 p.m. Great for old men like me, especially old men like me on the East Coast. Fantastic for you folks over there in the UK. Tickets for All In, all the All In events are going to go on sale April 21st. Tickets for All In have been on sale now for a couple of months already. It has been noted that on WrestleTix in March, the last update they had showed 12,000 tickets sold. Yeesh. I don't know about that. As we get closer here, by the way, I think it was saying April there, April 9th. I forget when this show, June 9th, but we're running out of time here for them to sell 20,000 more tickets, which I'm sure they would like to. I'm sure they would like to be over the 30,000 number for that show. But again, the last time it was noted that WrestleTix did a scan, it was in March and only 12,000 out so far. Go back to the phone lines now. Take a little break here. John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. Hey, I want to commend you on holding Booker T's feet to the fire on accountability for the aspect of going there and training. I think that's one of those things like you were talking about. People have to do their due diligence in who they're associating with because it will come back and bite you from a PR perspective, and it will make you look very foolish if you didn't do your due diligence in that thing. I also wanted to touch on what you were talking about with the fans being priced out by different things. Yeah, there's just so much going on. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a casual wrestling fan, and I sent him a link about all the different shows that were going on through the WrestleMania weekend period, and he was just blown away. He's an older fan, kind of a semi-lapsed fan who pays attention here and there, and he said, all that goes on? And I said, oh, yes. From about the week that they come into town, all these other smaller groups piggyback off the back of that, and it creates a great cottage industry for the local town that they're in. But how can you see everything. I said, it's on streaming sites and that kind of thing, but you're going to run into loads of money spending just trying to see everything. I said, you just kind of have to pick and choose nowadays what you want to follow.
That's it. And John, I want to thank you very much for the call. And that's what people have to do. You just have to kind of be careful and pick and choose. And we'll see if there's anybody moaning or whining or complaining that, you know, the Hitchcock show didn't do well, or that the collective shows were down or something like that, or buys through Triller and views through Triller are down. You know, I don't know if we'll get that information, but we'll just have to see. But again, the people that have money have it, and they don't mind spending it. And there are a lot of people out there. It's just, has AEW, too, that's another thing, has AEW done enough, and will they be able to do enough to try to draw some of those people? We know WWE's been over the top. In fact, when we come back from break, you know, I'll give you another sponsor that they brought on board here that's not only going to be there with them and for WrestleMania, but also be there with them for SummerSlam as well. And I've said this before and people got upset with it, but it's another example of like WWE being the NFL, AEW's got to be the best Division I college football conference they can be. They got to be the SEC. You'll never be as big as the NFL, but you can put on entertaining shows. You can put on something unique that the NFL can't give you. You can give you more of an in. Again, there's things that they could try to do, and there's things that I think they need to do to help build themselves up, not worrying about anything that WWE is going to do, because they're not going to be able to match them. They're just not. And so be the Big Ten, be the SEC, be the best product that you can be. That is, hey, it's wrestling like what they do. It's just without some of those bells and whistles and building up things that can be unique to you. And by the way, I like Booker T. I'm just upset and disappointed in him that, well, he decided to go ahead and take that route with his response. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live. Anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with your Wrestling Observer Live. I don't have many enemies because I don't care enough to have enemies, but I'm going to just, as I looked over in the YouTube chat, Corey F. Is Semp disappointed with Kenny Omega too? If that's relating to the Chase and Rance and the renting of the ring, I mentioned that in what I was saying earlier on. And you're playing what about with, you know, well, they did it too. You're playing that with like the same guy. And I said, do your due diligence. Don't be an idiot. And maybe you should listen and not be an idiot when you're commenting in the YouTube chat. You moron. You disgusting moron. Not much of a transition away from that, but somebody who is not a disgusting moron and somebody who busts his ass for this site with all of the stuff you need to know on the front page of the site, as well as filling in every once in a while for Andrew Azarian and Jim Valley on the weekends, Mr. Josh Nason is joining me on this show. First time in a long time, my friend. How the hell are you?
It has been a long time, Mike. When you were talking about enemies, I was hoping you weren't referring to me. I know it's been a while, but boy, I was just getting a little worried there. A little worried,
absolutely,
Mike.
Not. No, of course not. And since the last time I saw you, I'm sure that you're still in shape, and I'm in much, much, much worse shape. So I'm just going to be nice to you and hope that you don't choke me out. I actually fear you, unlike Brian Alvarez.
Well, I mean, the Outrunners have inspired me. You know, the youngest men alive. I'm going to continue with that and keep hanging and banging, brother.
Well, you were on duty, as you always are when it comes to these Tony Khan pressers that he has before all of the events that are taking place. And what did I call it earlier on, Dom? I think I called it Revolution. It's Dynasty that's actually coming up this weekend at the Lacora Center in Philadelphia. But I mentioned Brandon Thurston's tweet earlier on about Tony addressing questions about BJ Bethel's report on the Max numbers. Is there anything that you can add to that when it came to his answer, or if anybody else asked him about things related to Max?
Yeah, he certainly was very happy to encourage that report. He didn't deny it by any means. And yeah, he just said that he basically put over that they do not get viewership numbers from Max. They don't get week-to-week stuff like they do with Nielsen, which is known and understood. But he said he was, quote-unquote, excited about that report. He does know that AEW is one of the top sports events on Max week in and week out. I think Fightful reported that a couple months ago, I believe, in February. But he doesn't get the numbers from them. So he certainly didn't. He didn't confirm it, but he certainly didn't deny it. And again, it's this kind of this thing of, you know, what I've been kind of stuck with all week is, you know, how does BJ get the numbers? And I know, you know, I'm not disparaging him, but there's a question of if Tony Khan doesn't get the numbers, then how does BJ Bethel get the numbers and so on and so forth? So there's a discussion about that. But put it this way, Tony Khan was certainly not downplaying
Now, one of the things that we were talking about last week, or came up in discussion really ever since they announced that Lex Luger was going to be going into the WWE Hall of Fame, was if asked, and I would assume that he was asked by Lex Luger, that Sting, would he be available to go to the Hall of Fame? Did anybody ask him any questions on that or touch on that?
Yes, he was asked about that. Media did a pretty decent job today, I will say. There weren't too many softball questions or terms of, you know, talk to me about this angle, which are always just death on these calls and don't really get anywhere and take up a lot of time. But he was asked about Sting. So he said he caught up with Sting in March around Revolution time, I believe. And he said, you know, he went back saying Revolution is such a great moment, Sting's retirement, blah, blah, blah. But he said that at no point in discussion did that come up, and it still hasn't. So he has all the respect in the world for Sting, but basically that hasn't come up yet. And that was it. So he could be lying, but it may just be a case that Steve Borden has not brought that up with Tony Khan, who he's under contract with. So I guess we'll kind of see where that goes.
What were some of the other highlights? You said the media actually did a good job. You know, it's usually these calls are actually usually pretty solid, except when it gets into sometimes too much of the fantasy booking and things like that, because you just give Tony a question and he's going to go on, and there's usually nobody filleting him. Like, and I'm sorry, the post-show pressers at the pay-per-views and things like that, where it's like, oh my God, it's like, this is the greatest show ever. Just not my style there. But I get it, especially if you're a content maker and everything. But these are usually pretty decent, except for the fact that he will get on one thing and just completely go off for a while. Was there anything that we can really, that you were able to glean from it that was useful information or interesting?
The thing I thought was the most interesting among the things we already talked about was this Bandito versus Chris Jericho mask title match. It's a Ring of Honor title. It's supposed to be happening on Sunday. So it was not mentioned in the rundown of the pay-per-view at Dynamite last night. And apparently it's not even on their website. So he was asked about this, I believe, by WrestleZone. Essentially, is this match still happening? So he said, Khan said, there's still one more TV show to go for Dynasty, that being Collision, which was, of course, taped last night. He also pointed out Bandito never formally accepted the mask versus title match, and that Khan himself never confirmed the match for what he called quote-unquote good reasons. And then he said this. He mentioned one of those reasons being quote, the availability of Bandito to do the match and have the match play out safely for him and for us, end quote. He didn't clarify what that meant. He was also not asked to clarify what that meant in any other follow-up questions or anything. So that's a lot in that kind of sentence, you know, and the first part was thinking, okay, it's just going to be announced or set up on Collision, some sort of backstage segment or perhaps something else on Saturday. But then he says the availability of Bandito to do the match and have the match play out safely for him and for us, that would indicate something, maybe Bandito was injured and they're holding it off. So something is going on there. So I put a giant red circle around that one.
Oh, that is interesting there. What have your thoughts been? You know, what'd you think of last night's show? I know Brian in his report said it was excellent. And look, I know I get, you know, when I say, well, no, I thought it was good. And people, oh, you hate AEW. It's like, no, I thought it was good. I don't think they reinvented the wheel on a go-home build. And I didn't think it was the greatest go-home show either. I just thought they did a good job corralling what they had and trying to move things forward. What did you think about last night's show?
I generally enjoyed it. I think this run has been fairly entertaining. There haven't been too many shows, Dynamite, or I guess even Collision to an extent, that I've kind of sat there and been like, wow, that was not worth my time. I think it's just a question of kind of where your taste is for the current angles. I think they have gone with a much shorter bench in recent months. I think that's helped. Some of the toys are still in the toy box, so to speak, so it's not getting random people in one week, out another, and so on. So if you're not into the Death Riders, I can see why last night's show might not have been for you. If you're kind of tired of Cope or you're kind of just wanting things to progress, I can see why that might not be for you. But I think I was fine with last night's show. I think the thing that's really kind of stuck with me coming up on Sunday is how fast it seems to have come up after Collision. It's almost like we don't have enough time. There's just everything kind of felt a little bit more rushed. And I know in this day and age that, you know, you can build stuff on social media really quickly and matches and so on and so forth. You don't need months and months long build. But this just feels kind of a little bit rushed. But I'm also kind of looking forward to it because, for the most part, these pay-per-views are still entertaining. And it's rare where we have a stinker, especially with AEW.
You know, you brought up more taste earlier on, and that made me wonder, because everybody's always got their opinions on things, on barbed wire and glass and pizza cutters and, of course, spiked bats. Mm. Was anything asked about violence or the spiked bat or just things on TNT? Because I remember that was a thing where it's like, oh my God, advertisers might walk away and Domino's walk. It's like Turner seems like they will let Tony Khan and AEW kind of do almost anything. And if they need to bleep it, they'll try to do it. But did anyone ask about the ratcheting up of violence and so many visuals, I guess, being used, like glass and the bat and all that stuff?
Yeah, the spike back spot was brought up in terms of the negative blowback online. Khan said it was a quote-unquote hardcore moment. He put out how tough both guys were, and ultimately said at the end of the day, Moxley was able to wrestle this week. So he didn't put too much weight into those comments at all. He also was asked later about essentially how he perceives and how he deals with negative online sentiment when it comes to things like the Death Riders, which haven't exactly hit, but, you know, kind of like on social and, you know, X and whatever are just not really that well received. And he says, you know, to kind of paraphrase, you know, viewership talks. He pays attention to what fans say online, but also they look at ratings. They look at the information they get from Nielsen. They put a lot of weight into that. They track how the wrestlers are performing on social and also with ratings, and they don't necessarily, those things don't necessarily correlate. So, you know, they're looking at a lot of stuff, and it kind of goes to this overall sentiment of, you know, the online sentiment. Sometimes we live in wrestling Twitter and think that's everything, but to executives and things like that, it doesn't really mean all that much all the time, as much as I think some people would hope that it does. And I know that upsets some people that want to feel like they have their opinions matter, but ultimately, you know, the networks matter and the money matters. That's what really matters.
You know, it's like when, back in the day with WWE/WWF, where it's like, you know, but what about what the fans want in this? And it's like, no, we're making this much money and these people are happy with this. And you can either come along for the ride or get left in the dust. You know, it's like, yeah, just another NASCAR reference because I'm stuck on that for whatever reason this week. But it's like the next gen car, it's all this stuff. And it's like, as an old man, I liked old NASCAR because that's what I came up with. And then I walked away when Sterling Marlin got hurt. I just kind of walked away. They changed rules. They changed tracks and they changed cars, everything. And this young bunch comes in and it's like, well, I still like watching cars. And if this is what I have to do, then I kind of have to come around to this and accept this for what it is, even if I don't love it. The NFL is the same way, but a lot of the rules that they made, Major League Baseball with some of that sort of stuff too. You know, for a lot of people that complain about things, Josh, because you're in my age group, you're an old like me and like Brian here. You know, it's like for a lot of fans, I wish they would just kind of, I don't want to say stop listening and tuning in and all that stuff, but if you're a fan of wrestling, I came up on magazines. I talked to my friends like locally and like, you know, when things got heated, which they never did about pro wrestling, like we just went and did something else. And you know, like, why do you think it's so divisive? Do you think it is just online and the discourse there? Or do you see it across all sports like I do and really like everything where we're just at a point where it just seems to be ingrained in everybody that you have to have a take. And if somebody disagrees with you, not only are they wrong, they may hate you and you need to like give, they must eat babies and like kill children and stuff, like all the venom and everything like that. Would people just, am I crazy for thinking people would just be a lot happier with watching the show and then not really engaging with anything else?
Yeah, it's a multi-pronged question because you have a lot of people that work from home and are bored. And
that's a nice way for you to say I just gave you a ranting, rambling question.
Yeah, phones make it a lot easier to comment. Not being anonymous and doing that equals that plays into it as well. I think the political tenure of the country in the past decade or so has certainly, I think, bled over to other forms of life where it's like if you're not fighting, then you're not actually trying. And to your point that people think they should have a comment about everything all the time. And I'm sure they have for years and years and years. They just didn't have the outlet to do it. Social media has done that. The accessibility to apps and the thing like Instagram and X and Facebook and all these things have done that where people like everyone thinks of themselves as like a content machine now. And that's not the case. Some people weren't built for this. Some people don't, they're not good at it, but they still need to spew stuff. And they also think, you know, the loudest voice always tends to win. And that's an unfortunate thing with a type of discourse, which is it's hard to find good discourse about a lot of things. That's just honest and all that. It's a it's tough.
Josh,
these days, you know,
who are you? I do a show with Brian Alvarez every single day of my life. I know what that's like. And I also hear the music. Stick around, my man. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
We'll be right back. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, joined by Josh Nason, Wrestling Observer Live. Somehow, some way, my computer did not crash during this entire episode. If it did, you'd be listening to just Josh Nason on this show, as you probably should be. Josh, when are you coming back on here to do this show? I keep getting filthy on this show, and I think he didn't like it sometimes.
My phone line is always open 24 hours a day. All I need is a text and a little bit of notice, and I'll be here anytime. You know that.
Hey, now you filled in for Jim on the weekends here. You know, you've done some of that a little bit with Andrew Zarian and everything. What have you got going on? What about your show, your podcast that you do for the site? And you got anything in the works for that?
Let's see. Well, I just interviewed Mike on my podcast, Josh Jason's Punch Out, which you can hear on this very website, WrestlingObserver.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Just search there. Your BFF from back in the day. The Prince and I talk for an hour about, like, everything. It was great. I still haven't got his coffee. He's supposed to send me some. I think he may have just saying that. I don't know. I haven't gotten it yet, but it was a great talk with the Prince about his career. He got very, very emotional about his relationship with the now-retired Homicide. Talked about the Swerve Strickland run, that moment at Revolution where he got his rope back. So listen to that at WrestlingObserver.com, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
You, sir, are a professional, and a professional that Dom now loves even more for the fact that you were able to cut yourself off and give me a little time to tell everyone. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.